In this video, we will cover some of the vendor-specific tips if you are using vendor systems like Simplicity or 1220 for your employment reporting. First, we'll start with some tips related to 1220 users. It's important to make sure that all of the relevant employer type information has been completed. This includes 1220 fields such as the employment type, type of job, and detailed employment type as applicable. If all of this information is not completed, your NALP employer type code will not fully populate, and NALP staff will need to follow up with you after submission. So save yourself some time by completing these fields prior to submission. Judicial clerkships are reported separately from other jobs in 1220. Make sure that you are using the correct reporting option and look for any graduates that may have misreported a clerkship under public interest or government employment by mistake. You also want to make sure that all of your NALP demographic questions are enabled, such as the questions related to highest level of parental education. These items are incredibly important to NALP's ability to study where there are disparities in the aggregate in terms of employment outcomes. If you find that you have limited information from students related to some demographic items, consider using the Survey on Login feature in 1220 to prompt students or recent graduates to complete a field the next time that they log into the system. Next, we'll cover tips for Simplicity users. First, make sure that you assign the correct survey year when you create a survey. If you leave the survey blank or assign an old year by mistake, you may see outdated response options and/or questions. Also, be sure to enter a complete employer address. Without complete address information, the NALP ERSS city code may not populate correctly. Misspellings or abbreviations, such as Philly instead of Philadelphia, can also prevent cities from coding correctly. Within Simplicity, schools are responsible for maintaining and updating your race ethnicity pick list to match the list of NALP race ethnicities. When updating or verifying your pick list, refer to the instructions provided by your Simplicity representative to ensure that the options and their related codes populate in your NALP file correctly. Also, be on the lookout for any graduates working as public defenders who may have misreported their job under the government other employment option. Remember, for both NALP and the ABA, all public defenders should be reported under the public interest employer type. For additional questions related to your specific vendor system, please contact your vendor support. For general employment reporting questions, contact the NALP research team at research@nalp.org.